Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Once more, the Smiths are back in border country. It's great to be home after a swell 10-day break visiting with grandsons in Iowa. Again, many thanks go out to the nosy pup from over on Hungry Jack Lake for subbing in my absence. I was back in time to catch her last week's commentary. Sure was great to hear her hearty voice bringing you up to speed on the Gunflint Scoop. The transformation to our season of rebirth got underway in both premature and earnest manner this past week. Who would have thought we'd be out of the W season so quickly? Guess I won't have to be mentioning the white time of year for several months now. Fact is, with the meager snowfall of the season past, our next Northwood season, that of mud, is not even going to be too extensive and obnoxious. Looks like the Northland might be in for a long, hot summer, if the past week is any indicator. Yuck. The early advance of May and March has the pussy willows just a-purring in the powerful sun, and crows have returned in raucous cacophony. Also observed our first robin tweeting about Wildersmith, and I don't mean on the cyber screen. After dark, the beams of man-made light are already reflecting off several moth species doing their aerial acrobatics. I suppose we could expect an early arrival for those black fly terrorists if this streak of hot and humid continues. This dictates a double yuck yuck. Noticeably absent from the avian cafeteria are hundreds of redpolls and dozens of pine grosbeaks, all of which have headed north to summer destinations. Meanwhile, the busy whitetail crew that has been pruning around the neighborhood all winter has all but disappeared. They've headed to greener munching and preparation for maternal happenings on southern exposures far, far away. The gurgling sound of creeks and rivers rushing toward depleted lakes is music to our ears. However, these natural melodies will only be temporary until the snowmelt ends, unless, of course, much-needed rain comes to keep them flowing. Speaking of our lakes, a trip to the Chickwack Museum recently for a regular security check found me in awe of the low water level in the bay. I've never seen it that low in my short time around here. It looked as though the U.S. Forest Service's floating dock moored there could well have been sitting on the bottom, and huge rocks are showing above water in places not seen before. Obviously, Saganaga, as well as Gunflint and any number of other lakes in the Upper Trail Territory, are experiencing terribly depleted water levels. These unending drought conditions going on now for what seems like several years just have to get turned around. Our sudden turn to summer-like warmth is taking its toll on the lake ice as well. At this keyboard time, fisher folks have been traversing to their favorite fishing holes, mostly on four-wheelers, but have to stand in considerable watery slush above the ice. As of late last week, I'm told there was still some 14 to 18 inches of ice on the Gunflint. That was then, and now at broadcast time, the surface has taken on that darkening gray color, indicating that safe lake travel of any means is questionable. In my mind, the Gunflint ice out might easily happen before April. This would be an all-time record over the past three decades for which I have records, showing the earliest as April 10th in 2010. Needless to say, with the increasingly dry conditions throughout the area, many of us are nervous about the growing wildfire danger. The forest is a combustible accident waiting to happen. It's hoped that governing agencies will act soon to invoke total burning bans, including campfires, instead of having to react after a tragedy ignites. Common sense would indicate that no man-made wilderness fires should be allowed in border country until the area gets a whole lot wetter. Sadly, it must be realized that common sense is not so common anymore, so banning action seems an absolute necessity. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on, savor this place, and do a little rain dancing.